What are your first thoughts on that? Are you pretty happy with that?
Yeah, really pleased. Yeah, it was a pretty hard fought game. Got some sore boys, but yeah, in particular, I suppose the first half was a fair bit of a grind. I thought both teams were cracking in.
How did you go injury wise? Petrie looked like he had a hand
injury. Yeah, what a tremendous effort to have that in the first 2 minutes of the game. He got clearance to come back on, but he couldn't use it. So it's a fracture, and he'll miss several weeks. But to do what he did and hot up his end of the bargain was so important for our win.
Him and Vardy, how did you rate that?
Yeah, look, I've said this before, not quite Nick Nat Nui status, those boys, but they have a go and they follow up. So that's all we asked from them. And look, I thought Goldstein still played well, and I think he got on the end of a couple as well. So it's an area we still need to work on. But as long as they bring the intent, we'll manage.
Probably the last thing you needed, another ruck injury.
Yeah, we'll be right.
Is Giles in a position you
can? Yeah, yep, yeah, we will pull him out of East Perth as we speak.
You touched on how courageous it was for Drew to play out the game. Obviously, he really wanted to be out there against his former team.
Yeah, it was probably more he wanted to be out there just for us. So, he's a very passionate man, Drew, and the type of guy you'd like to go to war with, one of those guys. So, just really proud of him.
You said you clearly got many more. It was a fresh hand.
Yeah.
No risk of doing any further damage.
Oh, no. He needs surgery.
He needs surgery. Okay. Your efficiency, inside 50, you must have been very pleased with that.
Yeah. Oh, look, we probably struggled at times with the way the Kangas were rebounding off our half forward line. So when it worked, it looked really good. And when it didn't work, it looked really bad. So scoring across the board in round one, you know, traditionally goes up. So to concede 93 points, I know that they missed a lot of shots as well. So we're definitely not completely satisfied. But the fact we grinded out a hard-fought win, both teams looked pretty tired towards the end, and I think maybe our maturity might have got us over the line in the end.
So pretty significant to get an away win, an
in-state
win so early in the year?
Oh, yeah. It's round one. We haven't won away round one for, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years. I'm not quite sure of the stat, but it's a while. So, oh look, every season's different. So the away form conversation, I hope we don't start that already. But it's good to win away. Yeah, look, he's fitted into our system in the way we play, and he complements that. So, and it's important to recognise that he's bought into the club, and just the way he plays makes it a different dynamic. So he's not Pritis, he's a different player. So and he needs good players around him as well to bring others into the game. But yeah, look, he contributed well. I'm not sure how many possessions he had, but there's still work to do in his game as well, even at 34.
He said that afterwards as well, that he felt, I mean, you say that he fit in within your system, but he actually said that he was not quite within the system there. He was still doing things wrong. He didn't strike looking
yeah.
from the outside like that, but did you think that?
Oh, he's a perfectionist. So in terms of since he's been at the club, he's really embraced what we've done. So we haven't changed our game plan because Sam's here. So it complements what we're doing.
The fact that you sort of did get on top of the midfield despite the hit-outs going their way, does that sort of give you a bit of confidence with the run situation that you can sort of do it?
Well, we haven't got much of a choice at the moment, so we've got to find a way that's going to work off perhaps not winning too many hit-outs. So we'll continue to work through that. We lost Nick for 5 or 6 weeks mid-year last year, so we got to work on some things then. And, you know, we've got a bit more depth in our midfield as well. So, and like I said, they're pretty mature bodies.
With that, I don't know if you touched on this earlier, but there were 4 or 5 goals that were from the centre rack. Do you look at that? Do you pick up each of those individually, or do you think that there was a thread to those?
It's a bloody good play from the north. I mean, it's such a unique part of the game when it's 4-on-4 in the middle, and there's more strategy than any other part of the game given to centre bounces. So it's what you do inside, what you do on the outside. Every team has a different philosophy. So I really enjoy that part of the game, but trying to stop 7 shots at goal would be our number one priority, I would have thought, when we reviewed the game.
Good to see Elliot Yeo and Jack Brennan both putting
Yeah, look, I mean, Elliot's 22. He's still young. So we played him off the half back line today, and it looked like he was a little bit more comfortable than the stages last year, but he'll still have his ups and downs. He just looks probably a little bit stronger this year. And Redo, you know, we know it's inside him, that type of performance. You know, he wasn't outstanding, but it just looked like him, and that's what we recruited him for.
Thank you.
Right, cheers, guys. Thanks.